KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The building of houses for the Shell Cross victims of the April 2022 floods has been given the go-ahead. The KZN Human Settlements Department says it's identified 12 portions of state land where the construction will start soon.
Two portions of 12 portions are ready for construction. Diploma has been consulted, has been done, has been approved, and the two portions in Shell Cross of Ward 17. We want to construct 42 houses on the land, ERF 165. We'll construct 43 houses on the land, ER 1765, there in Shell Cross as well. This gives us a total 85 houses for the victims.
MEC's Boniso Duma says the project should have begun last year but had some disruptions. An appointed contractor was stopped by the local community in November. They complained about service delivery issues like the shortage of water and electricity.
Resident also said this construction of low-income residents units will result in a decline in property market values of the existing home, which is something they have already highlighted earlier on, and it must be known by the 4th district, making it difficult for current residents to sell their homes and move elsewhere. Our response is that there is no scientific proof of this argument. It is just a frivolous presentation, and it's something that we must never allow.
Three men are due to line up before a magistrate this week for allegedly tampering with a dead body and trying to defeat the ends of justice. Officials say they were caught with the corpse in Isipingo, south of Durban, yesterday. KZN SAPS's Robert Netsiunda says when questioned, the suspects were unable to explain what they were doing with the body.
Police received reports of three men who were transporting a corpse in a wheelbarrow, and when police arrived at the scene, the three were found pushing a decomposing body in a wheelbarrow from Pilgrim informal settlement. They were immediately arrested and they would appear in court soon.
The price of chocolate is set to rise due to soaring cocoa prices. Experts say producing regions, including West Africa and Brazil, are struggling with increasing aridity. They are warning the dry conditions worsened by climate change and deforestation threaten cocoa crops and global food security. They say without urgent action, cocoa shortages may become more common, increasing the cost of chocolate while affecting the agriculture sector. And the Ukrainian president believes more than 46,000 of the country's soldiers have now died during its war with Russia. During an interview with the NBC network, Volodymyr Zelensky indicated tens of thousands more are missing in action or in captivity. Ukraine has often been reluctant to provide casualty figures over fears they could demoralize the country. The top story this hour, the building of houses for the Shell Cross victims of the April 2022 floods has been given the go-ahead. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.